With low advertising rates and great sponsorship opportunities, Sheffield Live can help you reach thousands of local people. Get your campaign on Sheffield Live. To find out more about advertising on Sheffield Live, write to advertising@sheffieldlive.org or call 0114 281 4082. Do you like Sheffield Live? Why not become a friend of Sheffield Live? Sheffield Live is a community radio station, and friends of Sheffield Live are people in the community who make a regular donation to keep Sheffield Live on the air. Join the Friends of Sheffield Live by writing to friends@sheffieldlive.org or go online to sheffieldlive.org/friends.
The Back Room with DJ Paddy, playing the best new indie, alternative, electronic, rock and punk.
Good evening, Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Back Room. Every Thursday night, 6 or 7, playing the best in indie, alternative, rock, electronic and punk. And got a very busy show for you tonight. Kick it off there with amazing new record by The Snuts. That is called Summer Rain. I've got some special guests on the show tonight. I caught up with both these bands over the week. My first guest will be Johnny from punk rock band Pet Needs. They got a new album coming out in the end of March. And I'm also going to talk into Kieran from the amazing Sherlocks, playing their new record as well. Also, music news, local national gig guide, new album releases. Let's get it all in. This is new from Embrace. 30 years they've been around. New album coming out in June called Avalanche. This is Road to Nowhere.
From Arts and Monkey, you're listening to Sheffield Live.
Hey, this is Chris from Less Than Jake, and you are listening to Sheffield Live.
Yes!
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
They're called JW Paris. That's called Crazy. This is the Backroom, Sheffield Live. Let's talk Pet Needs then, shall we? I managed to catch up with Johnny, frontman of Pet Needs, when they were doing a few gigs around the UK. And I'm going to play the new song. This is Hey You, Are You Okay, Okay?
Hey you, are you okay, okay? I'm not today. Radio-friendly, here it is, in the form of a gratitude list. Watch out, it's stomach churning. I'm lucky enough to work in the arts and write songs about how life is hard. I'm a brand new, beautiful free guitar in the spare room with the heating on. Life is so amazing if you ignore almost all of it. Stars like no one's watching your every move through your phone. The disco loadout's impending. World War III. Disco loads out, tonight we are the disco. I'm kinda tied up, getting fired up in this moment. Ignore the disco loads out, tonight we are the disco. I'm so far away from my postcode. Ignore the disco loads out, tonight we are the disco. I'm kinda tied up, getting fired up in this moment. Ignore the disco loads out, tonight we are the disco. I'm so far away from my postcode.
So, to welcome Johnny, lead man from Pet Needs. How are you doing, Johnny? Where are you today?
I'm doing good, Paddy. It's good to see you again. We were just saying, yeah, this is the fourth time we've met, one for each album.
Absolutely, yeah. So, 2021, Fractured Part Music, 22, Primetime Entertainment, 24, Intimate Fast Living, and now four studio album. Very excited about this. Elbows out, this is Capitalism on the 27th of March. Very excited to kind of hear this album in full. And yeah, it's been 10 years as a band, isn't it?
Yeah, it's been a decade. I can't believe it. I don't know where the time has gone. It's so weird. And to think when my little brother moved down from Derby to stay on my sofa in Colchester, we both had guitars, we decided to form a band, and now here we are, kind of, we've toured the world and we've released four albums now, which is, yeah, nuts.
I know it's been quite a journey, because I think as a band, I mean, you've been pretty relentless, I think, haven't you? Just in terms of touring, festivals, headline tours, support tours, all that. Like, how do you keep going with your energy and, like, you know, and what's it like kind of touring now? Does it get a bit harder? Is it kind of just...
I think touring now is way easier than when we started. We only first started touring maybe 4 years ago. And that was so hard then, because you were going, because obviously no money in music at all anymore. You're driving like from the worst motel in town to the next worst motel in town. But after 4 years of touring, we've made so many friends on the road. They're like, for example, to America now, we'll fly over and we'll try and always start in Chicago, because then we can stay with our friends Tom and Debbie and we can hang out with their dogs. Okay. acclimatization days and stuff. And we just got little pockets of people all over the US, over the UK and around Europe now, that just kind of make touring feel way nicer, which is cool. So it's still hard, obviously. Like long hours and all those kind of things, but the shows are always so much fun as well. Like the one thing that I always tell myself when I think things are really hard is that I don't have to do this. I could choose to do something else if I want. So there's something that's drawing me to do it, even when like it seems like the whole like industry and everything's against us. And I think it's just that being on stage and being with people. I think it's like, even though however hard it is, it's a really lucky life as well, you know.
Yeah, sure. I mean, yeah, so many kind of life experiences. I think it probably feels a bit of a family, doesn't it, when you kind of with a fan base and stuff. So
that's it. And we kind of like built up from literally about 4 years ago when we left our jobs. We started by playing in people's living rooms and stuff. So our relationship with our fans and our supporters is kind of different to like seeing like a rock star on stage or something like that. It's like kind of the opposite, really. Like we all just like look after each other, look out for each other, and then that's what makes album campaigns really cool, because then if like we chart or anything like that, it doesn't just feel like a win for the band, it feels like a win for the massive group of fans, which is really cool.
Yeah, no, absolutely. What was the process like for this album then? It's been obviously a couple of years since, yeah. What's it been like kind of writing this album? And yeah, going to be out next month, 27th of March.
One of the most freeing experiences I've ever had really was writing this album, because we now have enough material that we could tour for another decade now and not release anything, and we still have enough material for people to come sing along, party up. Everyone wants to hear all the old stuff and all that kind of stuff. So we didn't have a pressure that like when we released our first album, we're like, we've got to write a second album because we need to have a full headline set and stuff. Whereas now there wasn't that pressure at all. So it felt like we could write whatever we wanted. And also there wasn't even a pressure to release at all, really. So the reason that we are releasing is we didn't kind of have the ideas because we needed to release. We're releasing an album because the ideas came, which is really cool. And we haven't had that since our first album, really. And so we just got to write for ourselves, and it's just been so fun and so freeing and experimental, but also kind of doubling down on what makes Pennies really fun as well.
Yeah, sure. And the new single, I get, because it's repeats, hey you, are you, okay.
That's all right. You're in the top percentile of people that got that right there.
Good. I haven't even practiced that. I'm just like from the top. Just rolls off. Great title. Tell me about that. That title, because when I think of that, I think it's kind of asking about asking people twice if they're okay, just to
I was kind of inspired by, I did a like the Who, My Generation, where they're like my generation and all that. I like that kind of like just playing with words. And we've done it before. We had a song called Overcompensating. It starts, it goes like, I lost my mind for 2 days, I found it in my guitar case, and it uses the word in twice. It kind of like trips itself up. Sometimes when you hear something that kind of trips you up kind of syllabically, it kind of draws that attention in more. So and especially since it starts with a chorus, if we just had like, hey you, are you okay, like that, it's cool. But then I feel that kind of tripping up, almost kind of tongue twister vibe, but still like hammering the message home, it just like brings that laser focus straight away, which I really like. I like kind of tripping people up either musically or lyrically. It feels fun.
Yeah, it's a great title. So really exciting. You're going out with the Buzzcocks as well. How did that in February this month across Germany? How did that come together? How did you guys get with that with the Buzzcocks? Did you kind of know each other before? How did you guys connect?
We didn't know each other before at all. I obviously knew of them, like legends, right? And like
yeah, sure.
When I was young, when I was a kid, I've seen them like maybe six times or something like that. I love them. It's one of the first bands I went to see my dad and stuff. But I didn't know them. It just kind of like came through our emails, through our agent. They were like, oh, do you fancy going out with Buzzcocks? And I was like, well, yes.
Yes, please.
They're just like legends. And they're like, the way they write, I think they're a little bit like us in the way that they exist in punk, but then they also have that really kind of melodic edge as well. And they've got that real kind of pop sensibility as well, but then like the way that Steve Diggle plays guitar, just like throwing it over his head and like just like holding it up to the crowd. They're amazing, and I'm so excited. I'm going to learn every day on the road. They're just incredible. I can't wait.
Yeah, I mean, there must be 50 years must be the Buzzcocks now. They must have been together for about that time.
Yeah, they've been bang on 50 years. They're literally their 50th anniversary tour.
Sorry, Johnny, I'm just losing you a little bit.
Oh, that's right. Have you got me?
Yeah. We're back. Very, very exciting. And you've got some... Yeah, it's okay. Just went in a bit. Yeah, it's no problem. I'll just edit that a little bit. That's fine. So you're going to be in kind of Sheffield 4th of March as well?
Yeah, I think it's exciting. I don't think I've ever played that venue. I've been to Sheffield loads of times before. I mean, I know Sheffield well because I'm from Derby. So we used to go up to Sheffield to see our cousins loads. Like, they're from Rotherham, and we used to pop over to Sheffield together. Really excited to come back to Sheffield. Crowds from there are always amazing as well, always up for a party.
Yeah, and is it more of an acoustic tour? Is that right for Sheffield? Is it more kind of duo acoustic tour, and then you're doing the kind of bigger shows? Full band show.
That's it. It's duo acoustic, but it's like rowdy duo acoustic. When we go back to when we used to be playing in people's like houses and stuff, it's massive sing-alongs, like dancing, shouting, partying. It's going to be really fun.
Oh, awesome. Johnny, thanks so much for talking to me today. So the album, fourth studio album, Elba's out, This Is Capitalism, out on the 27th of March. Yeah, you're going to be out on tour, Sheffield Corporation, 4th of March. I'll kind of try and catch you down there. I'm going to see you down there. Thanks so much for talking to me on the Back Room on Sheffield Live today. And yeah, good luck with the album, good luck with the tour.
Nice one, Paddy. Cheers. See you soon.
Thanks a lot. Cheers.
New music on the Back Room. Future Sounds.
I try to
Sheffield, We Can't Fall, and that is by My Lo-Fi Heart. It's kind of indie electronic, love song. It marries lo-fi and aesthetics with a subtle emotional rush. Loving that. That's great. And before that, the sound of Art School Girlfriend. And that track was called Doing That. So we're going to do music news very shortly. And talking to Kieran from the Sherlocks straight after Telenova. New from them, In the Name of Your Love.
We make it here.
Thank you.
from the album The Warning, that is Telling Over. 6:34, you're listening to Sheffield Live 93.2 FM. This is The Backroom. Let's do some music news for you.
Music news.
The police have shut down claims in a new independent report that Kurt Cobain was killed by a third party. The Nirvana frontman died at the age of 27 in April 1994 from what was ruled to be a self-inflicted gunshot wound. First reported by the Daily Mail, peer-reviewed new research paper led by two independent forensic specialists alleged that his death was actually a homicide. The specialists claimed to study the autopsy and the available evidence surrounding the incident, alleging one more people responsible for forcing an overdose, likely heroin, to incapacitate the singer before developing a fatal gunshot wound. No member of the Cobain family has commented on the matter so far, and the Seattle Police Department have quashed the claims and provided in a statement provided refusing to open the nearly 32-year-old case. Noel Gallagher has revealed he's coming in the studio, though it remains to be seen whether he's on working on new Oasis music or selling materials of the High Flying Birds. He shared the update during a recent interview with TalkSport, where he was asked about being honoured with Songwriter of the Year at this month's Brits 2026. He says, "I'm in the studio now, but I better put something out. I've been ashamed." Okay, that's the music news. So Sherlock's are back with a brand new record, and I managed to catch up with Kieran from the Sherlock's to talk about that. Let's do the record first. This is In Your Hands, brand new from them.
So, a pleasure to welcome Kieran from the Sherlocks to the Backroom Sheffield Live. You're no strangers to the show. On here, been a number of times over the years, on probably on every album that comes out, and the gigs get bigger and bigger. But it's great to have you on the show. How are you doing tonight?
I'm good, mate. It's good to be back. How are you doing?
All right, yeah. I'm pretty good. Just been listening to your new record kind of in your hands. So, right, belter. It's got everything.
It has. It's one of my favourite tunes that we've done recently, to be fair. I think you never really know is the top and bottom of it. You never know how it's going to turn out. You can think you've got a great song, and yeah, if you don't nail it in the studio, then it can change it completely. Like, you end up with a different recording. But I always knew it was a good song, and the chorus, none of it's really changed. There's a theme on these last two or three albums. I end up finishing lyrics in studio, and that's what I did on this one. But the chorus, yeah, that's always been the same, and I always thought it were a good song, but we just needed to go in with Dave and just nail it. But I think we did. Well, if I say so myself, I'm proud of it. Me and lads like it, so...
Yeah. Well, you're known for your big sing-alongs and your choruses, aren't you? And I think this is a great record. And you're back with David, and he was involved in Everything Must Make Sense, wasn't he? Your fifth album. This is the first music since then. Do you just get a bit of free time, Kieran, and you're kind of like, right, I need to go in. I need to get back in. I need to start.
We do, yeah. It never comes from me. I'm always writing ideas. I won't even say songs, because I don't really... I know plenty of people in bands where, like Dan from Cusp, for example, he says he's a really prolific writer. Like, he's writing way more songs than me. Whereas I sort of... I don't see it as a chore. I love it, but I'm not on Dan's level. I can't even finish songs, to be fair. And I think he's... I put it down to... laziness and just maybe finishing the song in what does it for me. I think it's chasing the idea, and then once I know I've got the chorus melody or whatever, that's kind of enough for me. So I'm like, yeah, got it. And then it's almost like I just never write a second verse. So yeah, it's over the years and over the albums, the demos have got less fleshed out and less. Like, at one point, I used to do demos on my phone.
Yeah.
Like, orchestra, string lines, loads of guitars, everything, fully done. And do it all on my phone on GarageBand, on free version of GarageBand. And I've upgraded now to Logic, and I've got a laptop. But, yeah, I seem to have got lazier, but not through choice. It's not... I feel like once I've got the idea, that's enough for me. And then play it to Brandon or Alex or Trent or whatever, and then obviously it's fresh to them and they'll be buzzing. They'll be like, yeah, let's do that one. So I'm like, right, let's finish it then. And that's kind of what happened with In Your Hands.
Yeah, it just feels like a natural process of the band. Because I'm just kind of thinking, Kieran, obviously you've been around a long time, a lot of albums, a lot of tours, you know. Like, where do you think you are as a band now? And obviously a different lineup as well, of course. So, has it been, where do you kind of see yourself as a band now?
I think we're just very comfortable in his own skin. I feel like we've been around long enough to know what we're doing and the objective and get in, but still have fun with it.
Yeah.
We're still the same lads. I know we had a lineup change, but like me and Brandon, who started the band, still feel exactly the same as when the first album were coming out. I still get a buzz off the same things. Still get a buzz off touring, going to different cities, even if it's a venue I've played. It's like, because at the end of the day, it's my job. So to even
get
the job and make a living off literally me writing tunes, I can't even do that at this rate. Finish them off.
I think that is, as a band, that's a very comfortable position to be in, isn't it? Kind of like I said, this is my job, and I can completely concentrate because this is, I don't have the distractions. I've got to go and do this and do this. I can literally focus on the band is my thing.
Yeah, but it's not. I'm maybe making it sound easier than what it is. Obviously, you've got to write a song and say, the average person, if you said write a song, they'd be like, bloody hell, it's actually quite hard. But
yeah,
we love it. We love it, man. It is the best job in the world, I think. Like, yeah, I just don't see what tops this job. You could be like a boxer, but you're getting punched in the head and you've got to go through training camps. Golfing's pretty good. Might pick up a couple. Do you know what I mean? It's like, it's just,
Yeah, sure.
You can do it for as long as your voice holds up, I suppose, but.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And I've seen you numerous times on stage and, you know, you always look like you're kind of having a great time out there. You always look like you're really, really enjoying it and stuff. So that's coming across, you know, they kind of like everybody's heart's really in it.
Yeah, honestly, 100%. It's a blast. Even doing this, it's not hard. It's like, oh, you've got an interview at R5, so it's sound. Like, cool. Doing OL, yeah. From painting a bedroom, rather doing this.
Well, I'm pleased you could. Yeah, it's always a pleasure to kind of chat to you and just chatting to musicians, because it's just like, you know, music's where it is, isn't it? I think, you know, it's
it is, and it's a funny old business, really. It's like, it's constantly changing as well. It's like, me and our brand were saying this like a couple of weeks back. When we first came out, there were like a clump of like, there were a scene. There were like a few bands like Sundara yeah. Karma, and Catfish had just come through, Circle Wave.
Yeah.
Broadmoor, Amazons. Yeah. Whereas these days, it's a bit like Lone Ranger kind of thing, and just. I don't know, it's changed. It's completely changed. Obviously, TikTok weren't a thing. I can remember hearing about TikTok probably back then, or second album maybe. And Corder, the guy who signed us, he mentioned it. He was like, you want to get on TikTok? And we were all like, TikTok? What the hell is TikTok? TikTok rules the world.
Yeah. Exactly, and technology moves. So it's so quick. It's always on something else. And I remember, you know, talking to you guys before COVID, before the whole COVID thing hit as well, and how that kind of changed things for the industry, but things got back, didn't they, to bigger and better, I think, in some ways.
Yeah. I think just taking that time out, I think people really, hit home. People missed it. Like you said, gigs in general are such a great thing. It's like, it's a release, isn't it? If you can go watch a great band and just have a good night out, the best thing ever. So now it's good that they're back, and we still enjoy, even though things are changing. You just got to move with it and just adapt. Mm-hmm. It's all part, right, isn't it?
It is, and you know, when you play Don Valley Bowl, which was the biggest, I know in Sheffield, like you're going up the venues bit by bit, and then you got Don Valley Bowl. And then you've announced the Steelyard, haven't you? 27th of June. And this feels like I know you had a few bands also at Don Valley, but it feels like this is kind of a festival. You've got Tom A. Smith on the bill, you've got Denebys, you've got Scarlett's. I think there's some more as well, I think you're going to add. And yeah, is it right that it's an England game that night? Is that right?
Yeah, I think we're playing Panama, something like that.
Yeah, something like that.
Yeah, so it's going to be, like you say, it feels more like a festival this time. Even though Don Valley were very similar, this has been sort of billed as like, we wanted to get some good bands on. Like you said, Tommy Smith, he's making a lot of waves at the minute.
He is.
They're top lads. They're local to us as well, which is nice. Skylights, I think I'm sure they're from York or Leeds. Can't remember. I was confused. But yeah, played with them a bunch of times. They're absolutely sound as a pound, good band. And then two more, which we haven't actually picked at the minute. We speak about it almost every day, like, who should we have? And I think we're going to pull trigger on a couple of bands, or maybe a solo artist. I'm not sure. I want to like try and gear a bit of everything and just get some good talent on there, but also give people a chance who maybe wouldn't be playing with us at this gig, like just maybe even if it's a bit of a wild card. So I'm not sure who we're going to pick, but yeah, it'll be soon.
Yeah, because you're allowing kids, aren't you? You're allowing the kind of families to, they're allowed all the steel yard. You've managed to sort it with them that actually families can come and have a, like, I think they did at Don Valley, didn't they? Where, like, people had a day, you know.
Don Valley, but kids were allowed to, it felt, it weren't just like a misconception. It's not just like a bunch of lads who are all rowdy and,
Well, there is that, Kieran, as well, to be fair.
There is that as well, yeah, but there's also, like, it's a family day as well. Like, kids can come. You ain't got to worry about who's looking after kids and whatnot, or I can't go then. I'm sure there's, like, some couples going, oh, you just go without me. Like, kids can come as well. I think it's 14 plus. And, yeah, it's, I don't think they were allowed before, but we've spoken to the people who run the steel yard.
And, yeah.
We can do it, which is great. So...
That's going to be a really, really good day. Hopefully the sun shines. Hopefully we get the Sheffield sun. 27th of June, you know, fingers crossed and all that. Fingers crossed. And what else? I mean, you've had, obviously, you constantly tour. You do big tours. I saw you come with the big one with Shed 7, and then you've done the, you know, kind of smaller gigs on the last tour as well and things like that. After this day, are you, you know, I know you can kind of, the recording process and stuff, you might, you know, I don't know if there's another album at some point, but also in kind of touring plans, what can you tell us?
Yeah, well, as of today, we've literally got the steel yard penciled in. We haven't bothered putting a tour on. I'm not sure what we'll do, to be fair. We could, there's always the option to tour, but it's whether we need to. Like, I don't want to just get in people's face too much and just be like tour after tour. And plus, I don't think our livers can take it. I feel like we've been on tour a couple of years.
So it's a safety thing.
It's more like a safety precaution, yeah. Like, just give us a couple of weeks off, a couple of months off.
Yeah.
But no, we keep it anyway. We're in studio. I probably shouldn't say that, but I've said it anyway. We've been recording some tunes, not necessarily an album, and that is the truth for it. We've just been recording stuff, basically. And then we're in another studio down Wolverhampton other day, recording, like, some acoustic stuff. There's plenty to go at, to be honest. Like, there's so much to do. That even other day, I was thinking, do I have a crack at writing a Christmas tune?
Ooh.
That seems like a bit of a challenge. So,
best time to start is in the summer.
It is, and yeah, you need a lean up, like a bit of a lead up. There's no use trying to write it beginning of December. So,
nah.
I have tried it before, but it's really tough.
Have you?
Yeah.
And I think Tommy Smith did one, didn't he? I'm sure he did a Christmas song.
So hard. You're up against some
boys,
aren't you?
Well, you want one like what Mariah does and then get the royalties for, like, every year for, like, I can't, it's ridiculous. Yeah. So, but it is, I think before Christmas songs, like, people used to write individual Christmas songs in the, like, 60s, 70s, 80s. And then, yeah, it's definitely got harder.
Yeah. Well, I think we just reached a point where it's a bit intimidating. I think the last, I used to say the last, the latest Christmas song, best one, for me, it was Darkness. The last great one, well, great, you know what I mean? The last big one where I think that's actually the Christmas song.
Yeah, yeah.
But I've changed my mind on that. I'd say the last one I've heard is probably Coldplay's.
Christmas Lights.
Yeah, I actually don't mind that. I think that's good. But, I mean, there's some horrible ones, like that Ariana Grande one. When that
I personally like the Killers' Boots.
The Killers?
The Killers' Boots, it's called, yeah.
I've not heard that.
Check it out, that one. They did a few, I think they did a few Christmas ones, but Boots was a really good record.
Right. I'll listen to this.
Yeah. Very, very kind of different. Anyway, we've gone on to Christmas. We've gone from summer to Christmas. Kieran, thanks so much for talking to the show today. You know, a great, great single, just champion this single, just been championing your band for a long time. You know, love your stuff, and And yeah, I think you go from strength to strength over the year. Everybody evolves and stuff like that, and it's really nice to hear, like, I'm just like, this is my job, I'm comfortable, you know, and I can just...
Yeah, no...
Totally entranced by London.
From Keeley from the last Magic EP, it's called Lost in the Magic Maze. Okay, let's do some gigs for this week.
Local and national gigs.
So in Sheffield this week, there's quite a bit going on actually gig wise. Tomorrow you can catch Suede with Bloodrun Sporting at Octagon Centre, Skyclad at Corporation, Saturday Florence the Machine at the Arena, Good Neighbours at the Foundry. Sunday, the Bridger at Shakespeare's. You got Monday, Chloe Foy at Sydney Matilda, Cheap Dirty Horse, Sydney Matilda on Tuesday. And at Wednesday, King No One at Hallamshire Hotel and Adult DVD at Yellow Art Studios. Some gigs that have been announced, the All American Rejects, Manchester Academy, 14th of June, and Lundish Kentish Town Portroom Forum on the 16th of June. Those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. Band of Horses are back. They've announced Manchester Albert Hall on the 10th of October, Leeds Academy on the 13th, and Bristol Academy on the 14th. Those tickets go on sale at 10. And the Black Keys have announced two dates as well. Hammersmith Apollo in London on the 31st of August, Brixton Academy on the 1st of September, and those tickets go on sale tomorrow at 10. That's the gigs. Some new album releases out tomorrow. Check out Feng Weekend Rockstar, that's out, and Cardinals have an album called Masquerade. Okay, that's it for me tonight. Thanks for listening. Thanks to Johnny from Pet Needs, Kieran from the Sherlocks. Great to have them chatting on the show. And I'm going to play out with this one tonight. This is new from Calvin Harris with Kasabian. It's a banger. Have a good evening. See you next week.
More stripped back set, but. Now
hypnotized by the lights upon your face.